Thank you.
That was nice to meet
you. Yeah. I agree.
Mm-hmm. My name is Leilani Aldana. I was a reporter for several years. I don't know where my job is right now. But I want to tell you what it feels like. I just don't understand where we're even going with this conversation of underwriting. I know that from my years of being here, I have aggressively tried to report things that other stations have not reported on. Union campaigns, the grocery contracts. I made sure that we followed up on that. The Proposition 4, Proposition 6, I made sure that we kept on top of that, stayed informed on that. What kind of corporation or big company would be interested in making sure that pops to our citizens? Citrus freeze of 2007, where there were 28,000 farm workers. Only a people station would be interested in learning about that, and we kept up with that to the point that PPK had a benefit for them or were sponsoring something for the citrus workers. This is really important. This is what makes PPK different from KCCC. KCCC was compromised a few years ago because of their lack of criticism against Walmart. Are we going to be that station that doesn't know what our position is against Walmart? So please, you know, people went out on the street years ago, was it 2017, they were afraid of commercialization. And I don't understand why people are even more up in arms over this whole concept of underwriting. So I just hope that we first look at this whole thing about putting, I guess it happens, with the collateral, and what that leads to, which is underwriting.
That's right. Thank you so much. I was actually going to suggest that we end here and go back to the loan now, because there are about 10 people who have been waiting patiently since before the GM spoke and haven't had a chance to speak on this issue.
I thought
we have to go back to the loan issue before we can pick up the motion.
My feeling is static in the room, and often when only one person can speak and everybody's feeling emotional, it's time to deal with it. I'd like to move it and take 10 minutes and just talk to each other one-on-one so that everybody can be heard by someone, and then take a deep breath and come back and rejoin our meeting after we've done that. And look, I also want to say, I hope everybody understands that the woman who just spoke is a worker who is dependent on a salary from KPFK. Don't take this money. It means a lot. And I expect our directors to fight like hell, right? On behalf of people who are looking at their job loss and still saying, don't take that money. Okay?
Thanks.
I expect you to fight like hell.
Thank you so much.
Can I speak finally to the issue that's on the
floor?
He's moving for a 10-minute break. Is there a second?
How about this? 2 minutes of silence.
Yeah, we can afford it.
Why don't we do 2 minutes of silence instead? I think that's a much better idea. Yeah. We have a lot on our menu, and I want to get back to these listeners. We've got about 12 people who are waiting to speak. 2 minutes starting now. Mr. Timekeeper.
Thank you.
please get back to the meeting. Everybody come back to your seat. Sit down. Everyone, please come back and sit down. Mr. Buck, Mr. Radford, Mr. Fraser.
Great.
Mr. Buck. Please sit down. I'd like to start this meeting again with this statement. This is very passionate stuff. Everybody's very passionate. That's why you guys are all out here, and we're so happy to have you out here, and we want to hear your input. But this goes for the board as well as the listeners. Just because you're passionate about something does not mean that you can take the floor or that you're absolutely even right. It just means that you feel strongly. The problem we have in meetings like this is that people feel strongly on both sides. It doesn't mean anybody's right. Now, as a chair, my job is to maintain an orderly meeting. So when I tell you that you do not have the floor, if I have to say that three times, I'm going to ask you to leave this room. Simple as that. And that goes for everybody in this room. We are going back to the item of the loan.
I'm sorry, ladies,
you do not have the floor. Neither one of you.
She started.
I don't care. She doesn't have the floor either. She doesn't have the floor either.
Oh, come on. She started.
Please, you don't have the floor.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
General Manager
still here.
And thank you.
Wait.
Even the men's room.
Legally comes back, but I hope I can be called on.
Okay. I think he's in the room.
Maybe not. He's not in the men's room.
I saw him walk out the door. I'm not saying he's left, but I saw him walk out the door.
Well, I don't know where he is. I can't answer that question. Okay, back to the loan. Back to the loan. I have a stat here that wanted to speak on it. The lady in... we have to decide how long we want to extend this loan issue, first of all. I think time had run out. Is that correct?
Yes.
Time had run out. Is there a motion to extend for a certain amount of time?
A motion to extend for 30 minutes. And it's not just the loan. There's two other issues as part of the PMB, accountability and executive session.
Well, we also have, after this, a 10 minutes for the motion to extend. That's to deal with the same subject matter. Can we include that 10 minutes in that 30 minutes as well? Okay, so we're moving for 20 minutes then. It has been seconded. Are there any objections? Seeing none, we're going to extend for 20 minutes.
My perception of what Sharon just recommended was an extension, not just an absorption into another.
She asked for an extension of 30 minutes. I asked her if we can include the 10 minutes of the other one, and she said yes. Okay. So we're extending for 20 minutes.
It's also on the loan.
It's on the same issue.
Okay.
So it's a total of, we are going to extend a total of 20 minutes on this issue, and then we'll move on to the motion. Now, as it was before, the stack was... the lady in pink, you've already spoken.
Alani.
You've already spoken. You don't want to, now we're back to the loan issue.
Can I just go like
a few people? Yeah, please. That would be great. Gentleman in red, you, sir.
Why don't you read the list of who you've got?
It's a little hard for me to read the list because I don't know their names, so I got red.
Oh, I see.
Well, I got people in the black. I got pink for her. I got black for you. I got black for you. Okay, this gentleman has the floor. Thank you.
So don't change
your time. The time's starting now. The time's starting now. They get 90 seconds each. You don't have to use all the 90 seconds, as you know.
I have a floor. Do not interrupt me.
Here.
I'm sorry, David.
And frankly, I need for Ms. Aaron to be here.
Yeah.
But, because she's critical of this question.
Would you like to take someone else and then when she comes back, we'll take you. Gentleman in black. Sir?
We're more than one.
Bernie, you're up.
Oh, okay. I have a lot to say about
the loan.
But I want to say one thing about the bylaws. First of all, this is a membership organization. That's what we've fought for years to save this foundation from the usurpers and to make the membership responsible for the foundation. And so right now, when you talk about underwriting, you know, that's not what's up. It's the membership that supports the organization.
That's right.
And I wanted to tell the... about all the legal fees, I was wondering if there was a lot of exorbitant legal fees. Without having any evidence to prove my point, I think there were a lot of exorbitant legal fees, and I wondered if there was an attempt to negotiate some of these fees down by some of our legal geniuses like Siegel, etc.
He gave a $70,000 credit that didn't
come. Ms. Larkin, you have to wait to be recognized. You're out of order. No, I have to recognize you before you can answer.
You have to look around to recognize someone.
You have to get your hand to make that statement.
No, I didn't.
You don't have the floor.
You're right.
You're out of order. That's one time.
Point of order.
What are you doing?
You have to deal with it. Gets control
of you're out of order, too. That's twice for you.
Okay.
Taking time from the listeners.
Thank you.
The chair is not conducting the meeting.
You don't have a lot of order. That's twice for you.
What do
you
want to do when the chair doesn't move the meeting forward?
Three times for you.
Move the meeting forward, sir.
I'm asking you to leave the room.
You can do whatever you want.
I'm asking you to leave the room.
I'm
asking you to leave the room.
I'm
asking you to leave the room.
Well, I'm not going anywhere.
Bye, guys.
Okay,
goodbye.
Nathan, stop. He's not running the meeting.
I'm asking you to leave the room.
And I told you no.
Well, he's okay. Leaving because of his office.
Exactly. So put that on the record. I asked him to leave the room.
I said no. Because you weren't conducting the meeting.
Okay,
you were gone. It was on the tape.
Continue, please.
Okay, I just have two more points. Leslie Radford mentioned that she asked questions of the PNB that were not answered. I wonder why our own reps to the PNB aren't taking these questions to the PNB and following up and getting those answers. I don't want an answer right now, Jack or Yash or who's the third person? I don't want an answer right now, but I think you want to address that problem because she posted those questions to the LSB. Finally, on the loan, if you have a gas bill or an electric bill or any kind of utility bill, you go to the bank for a loan to pay off these debts and then incur subsequent, you still are going to incur subsequent utility bills as well as the new loan payments. I mean, without a plan, and we've said this before, without a plan to change the amount of money you're spending so that you need to know in the past why you got into this situation. So we're talking about transparency again. We're not talking about whether it's $1 million loan or $1.3 million. We're That's talking right. about how we got into this situation in the first place.
Yeah. Thank
you. Mr. Ruiz, next on the stack is a gentleman in black here. Have you already spoken? Are you doing
well? No, I want to speak to, obviously, regardless of all the problems that have been obfuscated by the National Board and the local station board process, the fact that these station board members have not been made aware, as well as the listeners, of the financial status and the reasons, as well as supposedly submitted solutions, whether it be underwriting, which is unacceptable, taking out more loans. We already just took a loan out on the KPFA CD without full knowledge or even any kind of input from the listenership. Unacceptable. Here's the problem. We still have this debt right now. It's way over $1 million from what Grace just said. It's more like $1.5 million or $1.2 or $3 million. So what I'm saying is that we still have to raise this money to pay off whatever is necessary. I say save off Free Speech Radio News and Democracy Now's payments. They're not going to sue the network. I hope not. But to conduct what Shurna recommended, which is on all five single areas simulcasted, is what she was saying, fund drive, where all the listeners are notified at the same time in real time. We're not having pre-recorded fund drive material or premiums. We need to take this issue to the listeners. And why not, Sean, take it to the listeners through the signal? Yeah, but the question is, who amongst your allies are going to prevent that from being done at KPFK and the other stations, when the listeners do, you hear all these listeners. Wait a minute. You hear all these listeners coming here and come and complaining about the fact that the listeners don't even know what the hell's going on. Well, the local station board members don't even know what's going on. Half of them that I've talked to don't even know what's going on. The national board members have these meetings. The grace is only on the finance committee, not the rest of the national board members. Yet we have to squeeze this information out of her and Dave Adelson, which should be public.
He's not on the board.
I got a question for you. You said that we should have this information on air. You mean when this loan was happening?
No, I'm saying we should have this discussion.
Right.
Oh, the discussion.
Listen to the KPFK LSP show that was on the 24th. Go to their archive and listen to it. KPFA, sorry.
No, I just want to make sure I got your point right. You're saying this discussion should
we
be...
We need a final cap fund drive.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted that
not like the old fund drives.
I hear you.
That live, where IFC align all the signals in together so that there are people from all five signal areas talking about this issue so we can link these listeners up and get this done.
Okay.
Get past this thing, and then we'll have some real discussion about the process and structure.
I take your point.
Point of privilege. I want you to know, sir, I don't know where your anger comes from.
Do you want to know?
Wait, let me finish and then I'll let you do and say whatever you want. First of all,
you're out of order, brother. There are other people who've been waiting here.
No, brother, I'm not. I'm in order.
You've been out of order all this meeting, Jonathan. You know it.
Jonathan.
And I'm not going to stand for it, neither is anybody else.
Jonathan, because you mentioned him, I have to give him a response.
Right. Yeah.
That's why. He automatically jumped the queue now because you mentioned his name.
Okay.
If you hadn't mentioned his name, I would be going on the
right. And I could do this in 30 seconds. First of all, I don't know anybody on any faction who doesn't want to put together a fun ride across all the stations. I don't know where you got that.
Now, hold on. He's supposed to be quiet and let you have the floor. Now the thing works this way, okay?
And if you listen to my earlier comments, earlier in this meeting, the reason we are here is because of excessive executive session. People doing it in secret. None of us. I don't like that. Grace doesn't like that. You know,
that's not what I brought up.
Okay? So I just want to tell you, I don't know where your anger is directed on these two issues. If you and I have a difference,
you're not the only one.
If you and I have a difference on underwriting, I'm happy to talk that over with you. But to make an attack on me or anybody else.
Okay, all right. I think your point is shot. I would say this. I believe on this issue that this is the first time I think everybody pretty much is on the same page. I think that we are more in agreement on this one particular issue than we have ever been on anything else. Mr. Ray, I'm
talking about the loan issues.
I'm talking about the loan.
Being called
the loan.
There's a lot of other issues that are...
Right.
Well, but I think we can deal with them one at a time. Because when we start mixing them up, then we don't get any clarity. So I'm just talking about the loan issue. I think we're all in agreement on this. I think I'm surprised at how much we're in agreement on this.
Please.
I haven't talked one minute.
Someone came with motion, 2 minutes. Just relax and don't talk. I think, even you as a friend, you aggravate. You don't have to answer. Please, relax. I can't take it anymore.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. Point taken. Mr. Rhea.
Yeah, I guess we're at the loan and the motion and how all of that's put together. I support completely this motion to have a national network-wide fundraiser. I also would like to preface that with informing the listeners why we are doing this, how we got here, the fact that last year, 2 years ago, there was an executive session held every month of this local station board, talking about underwriting. The committee to spend KPFK still has a website that is accepting donations of PayPal with the call letter KPFK. No. What's ethical about that? I have a question about that. What's up with that? Okay, so when we talk about the precedent of looking at underwriting, we had a nonprofit fiscal manager that essentially underwrites a slave to take control of this local station board. I mean, we have to look at all of these things as to how we got here. Okay, and so, my concern
is for the listeners and for the people who do valuable work, really do work in the community, talking about the farmers and talking about American Apparel, talking about all of these people who are exploiting people. Okay? So my question is that we support this motion and that we move it forward, but that we don't just, you know, go back into the refrigerator and pull out the milk, you know, and then put it back in there and let it turn into cheese. What we need to do is, you know, we need to have a complete evaluation in regards to how we got here at KPFK. You know, you have the cell programming, you have all of this stuff, you have a committee to strengthen KPFK that's completely being underwritten, fiscally managed, and using KPFK to get donations.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Ray.
Take a vote, Ms. Indefer.
I'm recognizing now you can call people
today. I would like to call the question on the motion introduced by Ms.
So basically, to let you understand what's happening right now, the question has been called. The question is called, we have to take a vote. That means that we got to take a vote in the debate, and then we vote on the question.
So if we vote for clarity, going to have the secretary and loud voice read what the motion is, so everybody will hear it, and we know it's in the record. But we're going on.
This is the motion that we are going to vote on. Noting the mission statement's clause that Pacifica, quote, shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible, end of quote, the KPFK LSB requests that, in the absence of an executive director, all five Pacifica station managers coordinate with each other to hold an immediate emergency on-air mini-drive to raise the financial shortfall via Pacifica's traditional founding revenue generation method in accordance with its mission. Rather than incur liabilities to the foundation by mortgaging or selling any station assets.
That is the motion. Now what we're going to do is we're going to vote on the end debate. All those in favor of ending debate, please show of hands, please. 1, 2, 3, 4. Of ending debate.
So we can vote
on the motion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's just the board members.
Okay.
11. You're voting to end public comment.
No. And any objection? Any abstention? One abstention.
Okay.
So the motion passes to end debate. Right. Now we're on the motion now. The motion is on the floor. Has just been read. Ms. Larkin's motion. All those in favor of Ms. Larkin's motion, please give me a show of hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold on. Let's start it again. Everybody raise their hands. Who's in favor of the motion on the floor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. And all those opposed the motion? All those abstentions? 2 abstentions, the motion passes. As I said, I thought that we were more in agreement than before.
I have another motion with regard to another part of this PMB agenda. Move to instruct our PMB delegates to introduce a motion to postpone PMB decisions on any issue that has serious implications for the network until they have an opportunity to consult with their LSBs and the listeners.
What does it make sense? This is a new motion?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Great. Secondly, amendment. Friendly amendments on the floor.
Well, you said on any issue, can you just make that more specific? Like, that just sounds like any.
Well, no, I mean any issue that has serious implications for the network.
Okay, Okay, but right now my friendly amendment is to make it directed at the issue at hand.
Agenda in January for the permanent expulsion of the disruptive member Ian Johnson from this body.
That's not topic right now. Okay, is there a second on this motion that Mr. Glucker just said?
Can we
have quiet, please?
We can hear it again.
Read the motion.
Move to instruct our PMB delegates to introduce a motion to postpone PMB decisions on any issue that has serious implications for the network until they have an opportunity to consult with the LSPs and the listeners. That includes underwriting and
There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
It is seconded. All those in favor we have to have a public comment on this motion.
I want to ask a question on that.
We want to do some pros and cons on this motion. This is what's on the floor. There is a motion on the floor. We're going to be pros and cons. If you have make a statement for this motion or against this motion, let me know. I'll put you in the pro or cons. But for the sake of time, we'll take three pros and three cons, if that's okay.
Information.
Yes.
For clarity and reality, could we have some comments briefly from our PNB members on this? I'd like to just briefly from our PNB members.
Any PNB want to add to
I'd like to hear that.
Yes, I was going to respond again. So at least it requires a modification. I think when you say any item of or whatever that is, it's like if you're talking about the hiring of an executive director, is that something that impacts the entire network? Then the PNB is supposed to come back, the LSB is say, hey, we're thinking of hiring this particular ED, what do you think? We have enough problems moving things forward without going back to five LSDs each time.
Thank you. So you're a con. Is there a pro? I'm working for the board.
So here's the other PNB members, if they want to come.
Is there a comment?
So we have some clarity on what the reality is of this.
Okay. I'd like to say that PNB members have 24 hours in their day, just like everyone else. And we have to be on PNB committee. We have to be on PNB phone calls. We need to. I will put in a substitute motion that we should clarify what has to be an executive session and what doesn't. And then, if these things are held in open meetings, which they probably should be, and it's certainly me who tried to demand that they're in open meetings.
Except for your chair of the LSU.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Ms. Larkin. Ms. Larkin, Ms. Larkin, you can call it out, but you have to raise your hand and you have to be recognized by the chair first.
Okay, then it becomes the LSP.
You are out of order. This is the second time you're out of order.
And she called me crazy.
This is the third time. You are out of order. Okay, from now on, you are not being recognized in this meeting.
Does that include both
of us?
Point of order, the chair is not following.
You are out of order.
Point of order was raised.
You're not the chair.
If the chair refuses to recognize points of order, he can be removed from office. He's not sitting in the chair.
I would suggest that we postpone this motion until Jack Van Aken, who is on the Pacifica National Board Coordinating Committee, get a clarification of exactly what has to be in closed session and what doesn't have to be in closed session. Because I have objected to a lot of things being put in executive session on the national board when they didn't have to be. If then the discussions are in open session, it will then be up to LSD and the public to listen to those meetings or to listen to them after the fact. It's not within our capability. I send out reports, but it's not within my capability to send out endless emails and be on the radio all the time to report the listeners. The meetings themselves are on the internet, they're web streamed. Anybody can listen to them, including committee meetings. I think that Jack has to get a clarification from the executive committee of the Pacifica National Board so that less of our meetings are in executive session, and then it's up to the listeners to listen to those meetings.
Thank you, Mr. Van Aken. And then, are you going to speak on this?
Yeah. I have a question before you talk. Can I?
No.
Single.
I'll tell you what, sir. I will put you on. Just let me have this gentleman make a
question.
What? Okay, please.
The ownership of left. You said that before everything started that we want to get to the known 10 people are in the list. I was one of them.
Yes. Yes.
You allow some people not to speak, some people you allow to speak. You are confused. You exercising heartless discretion, who you allow to speak, who not allow to speak. This called discrimination.
Okay, let me explain it to you, sir.
Yes.
What happened was we were trying to, a motion came on the floor. Once a motion goes on the floor, I have to deal with the motion. That's why we stopped. Before the motion came on the floor, I was one. From one of you guys to the next of you guys to the next one. Once somebody called a question, that means I had to stop all that and had to go to the motion, according to the rule of Robert.
There's a rule of discretion. This motion to take, what motion not to take.
The moment someone on the board says, I call the question, at that point, I have to change direction. It's not my choice. I have to follow the rules
After the vote, you could have gone back to the list, though.
We haven't finished it yet.
Yeah, we're not through.
We're still on it.
You're entertaining a new motion.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he's right. He's absolutely right. This is a new motion. You're absolutely right. Okay, and we will go back to the list because they have priority for that. Thank you so much. So please, Mr. Brown, Sean has left. A lady by the name of Cindy.
Right here.
Cindy.
Okay, I've been listening to this whole thing very carefully. And I see a lack of transparency. And I see too much complacency. I see people who don't follow through, your new manager, not to call names to be bad, just to see whether someone asked a question, why wasn't this brought forward, this person over here. So there are things that are not followed up upon, and there's too much politics. I will tell you right now, Intuitive is my greatest genius, and there's some people in here afraid that they're not going to get what it is they're after, and I wish you'd just give it up.
Mm-hmm.
Just give it up. Because actually, we the people out here,
mm-hmm.
You people are acting like George Bush's cabinet,
yeah.
And we the people are the government. So would you please, if you don't mind asking us to come and give you money and buy your products to support the station, then don't mind asking us. And don't mind listening when we speak.
Thank you very much. Mr. Timekeeper, you're on the list next.
I read the hand twice, and I actually didn't cut it two times.
Thank you, by the way. Again.
I'm really surprisingly disconnected between you all and the listeners. You hide behind bureaucratic and parliamentary gamesmanship. You are disruptive, sir. Quite disruptive. Gentleman that took the chair. You people get up on petty little discussions, and I thought what was the issue here was the marketing of the North Hollywood property. And yet, there's an inability to chair this meeting to move forward the motions, and I'm really, really disappointed. I've been a listener since 1965 and a donor long before many of you came to LA. And it's really disappointing. I want to add to the mix a little bit. If indeed, and this is the first time I'm getting an idea of what the issue is. It seems like the National is in trouble, and we're expected to bail them out. Well, okay, I've heard the motion sounds good to me, the one this young lady proposed. But I'd like to propose another thing. Nobody has mentioned the increasing of the listenership.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I think that's a fundamental issue. I don't think the issue is so much some of these peripheral things that are coming up, or the loss of revenue. How about the increase of listenership? How about this food drive that the general manager proposes? How about that the food be delivered by KPFK flatbed trucks to some of the poorer parts of the city with huge KPFK banners and distributed there openly and killing two birds with one stone? How about every single issue that you people discuss include, in parentheses, an increase in listenership?
Mm-hmm.
I noticed the problems, I sensed the problems of the profligate spending when there was this duplication of coverage, of over-coverage of the Democratic Convention.
Yeah.
When the fella Bensky from Berkeley did a marvelous job, Yerko Hopkar was there too. What's wrong with that picture? I can't support that. I will not continue financing that. In any case, increase the listenership, more of these meetings in this part of town, where frankly we do not. I want to welcome you, first of all, to Northeast LA, where we do not function this way.
Mm-hmm.
We do not like bullying, and we do not like lack of civilization. And that's what I've seen here.
Thank you so much.
I would like to say something before we go to the next person myself. This gentleman speaks truth. We all recognize he speaks truth about everybody. There is something very important going on right now, and we get off the track and take our eye off the ball, what we really should be concentrating on. We should all be working towards the same goal here. And all our other little agendas don't mean anything if we don't get this one goal right. This is a station that is its lifeline from the listeners. None of these people up here, unless they're listeners, they contribute, but they don't contribute any more than you do. This is your station. We've asked you here. The reason why I'm a little upset that this meeting has gone a little wild here is because when I finally do get a big listener here, I want them to see what we are about. I want to hear what they're about. I do not want to get into some little argument, political argument on here and distract us from what's really important, which is hearing what you think and getting your point of view. Because guess what? You people have ideas that are just as valid as the ideas of everybody on this board. Now, we will go back to this meeting again. I would like to speak to the gentleman in the blue shirt back there who corrected the chair, has the floor next. After him, the gentleman in a red cap over there. And then we'll go to Mr. Van Aken. Have you spoken already?
Pretty cool.
You'll be after that.
You're not seeing that.
No, I'm happy to know you, my brother.
I gave up my spot.
Oh, yeah. This lady had not to speak earlier, and yeah. If I can give her, then we can start with you, sir.
I also gave up my spot.
Yeah.
You're the list.
I know, but I have to go back to the hospital where my mother is, so if you could call me within the next 5 minutes.
Okay,
thanks. Ralph only gave up his spot. Back
in the court. I also gave up my spot.
I have this is what I have right now. I have a gentleman, the lady right here, the gentleman in the blue shirt, the gentleman in the red coat, I have the gentleman in the beige shirt back there, I have the red clad guy who has left already, Chris, then I have Rian, and then I have you again. So
I'm the top of this brother, his race here, and I don't need the bottom now.
You saw him again.
That's what I'm saying, I have you twice. But I have you okay. Right here. Now,
so where am I on the list?
You are after the guy with the red cap right there.
I was at the top of the list to begin with.
I know, but what I'm saying is some people have spoken more than once. Other people haven't spoken at all. I am trying to give people who haven't spoken at all a little priority.
Okay.
Yeah, I never had it.
I just want to make sure that the gentleman got the issue of the listeners being able to speak. Is he on the list?
Yeah, he's next. I said blue jeans shirt. That's why I didn't say choice. Thank you. Thank God.
Okay. Again, my name is Leilani, and I now work at SSRN, but when I was here at KPSK, I think that you had made this point several times that I agree with, which is, why aren't we really talking about how we got here in the first place? Well, all you have to do is ask a worker, specifically those who are not under AFTER, which is a lot of people working at KPSK, who rely on independent contractors as well as, you know, other people. And they'll tell you why this is happening. Because we did not have any strong worker protection. We did not have any very strong anti-sexual harassment policy. That's why here we are, we want to have fund drive after fund drive after fund drive. We don't have, you go into the newsroom, you don't have hiring or firing procedures. We don't know how to protect people against racist, sexist jokes or statements, sexual harassment. I mean, why are we talking about implementing policies in the workroom? You can raise more money, as much money as you want, but if you're not protecting people, then you're not going to have experienced reporters. You're not going to have experienced writers, and then you're not going to be able to retain the listenership. The newsroom is gone, basically. Where are the experienced reporters now? You've got Ernesto and you've got Dan, but there are only two people. You know, where's the diversity? Where are the women? Where are the women on the staff? So, my question is, what kind of movement has the LSD or anybody have on implementing actual worker policies, worker protection?
I can try and answer that. I know that there was a motion that we were dealing with before about what?
The chair is out of order.
I can't have a motion now.
I'm sorry?
Isn't there a motion on the floor?
The motion on the floor is... No, there wasn't a motion on the floor.
Yeah.
Blue shirt before we vote on it. I'm sorry, ladies. This gentleman has been waiting very patiently. Please.
My name is Brad. I'm from...
Speak up, please, sir.
My name is Brad. I'm from Union of Progressive Iranian. If you know, familiar. Reza and Mo have been taking care for a year, and they've been contributing and also to dance to grow their expectation of time for the leaving KPSK and its cost. I have lobbied there and I've worked for a modest company. And keeping in that mind, I think I agree with this loan for tourism first. This loan is binding for 30 years. He has 30 years life. You're not going to be here. Future people can come here. They have been burdened with large monthly payments. So that the only decision now is burdening them for 30 years. It's not unfair for the listener too. I work for Moses Company. I know this bank. If you don't stay for 6 months, they don't listen to you how much you love KPSK. They don't listen to you how much you think this property works. They go by their appraiser. So they foreclose on you, bottom line, both. Dollar and cent, that's it. And KPSK is gone. So you should concern yourself. The decision you're making now, you should concern for long-term effect on. And another issue is about this, David mentioned this statistic about the lawsuit. It's not negligent. It's not 1 year, one incident, two incidents. It has been continuous as you hear, year after year after year, year after year. It's not 2 digits, 3 digits, 5 digits, 6 digits every year. And this comes from dollar and cent you raise from a listener on fundraiser, and you say, this is a KPSK run by a listener. So you have to hold yourself responsible for the money you're getting from the people. Where does this money go? To the pockets of lawyers? To the legal system? If you want to know how our legal system works, please read the Bleak House by Charles Dickens, writer of the Irish. You know how the legal system works. So we give you money for nothing. We don't give money to the beneficiaries, to Michael.
how much money did you use for him? Is he working for money or cares about Chomsky, Mark Kresky, name it, on and on, Cindy Sheehan and on. Then money doesn't go to them. So we are wasting the money. So we have to do responsibly. If 1 year happened, okay, review that, see what happened. This is beyond negative, gross negative. It happened.
Thank you so much. There are any objections? Ms. Goodman has to leave. I'd like to put her in, let her speak now, if I may.
Thank you. I'm sorry I was late and I have to leave early because my mother's in the hospital with pneumonia and dehydration. First of all, I agree with the general sentiment that the motion was turned into that the PNB should consult, generally speaking, with, I would say, generally speaking, with the LSB. On the other hand, the problem is that one of the big problems with Pacifica is everything takes, like, it's like slower than molasses to get anything done because they have meetings that they, you know, don't happen all the time. There's time in between. Having the LSB meetings in between, so it's like, you know, trying to coordinate discussions with everything before you have a actual vote is just not a practical thing. And in this particular situation, where we are, you know, really on the verge of bankruptcy, and we have creditors that we owe hundreds of thousands of dollars to, we don't necessarily have the luxury of just waiting and, you know, saying, oh, well, let's have our meetings with everybody else. Many of those creditors can put us, force us into bankruptcy at their will and not at our will. And then you have a bankruptcy court that is going to be saying, okay, this is what you're going to do, this is what you're going to do, and you're going to, you know, mortgage this place, you're going to sell this station. I mean, there's all kinds of things that a bankruptcy court can do. And, you know, so we don't have the luxury to just say, you know, consult and make sure, absolutely sure that this happens. I think that the general concept is a good concept, but the actual saying it must be done is just not practical, especially in this situation, especially with regard to every single thing that is coming up. I want to also speak about this idea. There's a motion that seems to be, have a motion in front of me, since I won't be here, I just want to speak against it about financial consulting. I think that in general, again, the LSB, the PNB ought to be making, should have been making decisions all along that would have kept us out of this financial situation. But a couple of things have happened. One is we do have incredibly high, excessively high legal fees, many of them from the very law firm of Dan Siegel, who is the who was the executive director on an interim basis for a long time. And, you know, that is part of the problem. If we have the ability to just figure out how to get out of this mess by ourselves, we would have done that a long time ago. And I still think that obviously the PNB and the LSB and the listeners, for that matter, need to have input and be thinking about how and trying to change what we're doing to straighten ourselves out. But I think that within the context of where we are and the fact that we don't have an executive director, the PNB is not moving fast enough to solve the problems that we have. That having some outside consulting is a very, thank you, would be a very good idea because within the context of our bylaws, like we cannot violate our bylaws, but we need to have some consulting to try to get our heads wrapped around some solutions. I mean, we don't even have, you know, with regard to Leilani's point over there, we don't have an HR person locally. We don't have one nationally.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
How much time do we have on this issue still?
I'd like to extend, because I do have a motion.
How is it going? Are you moving it then? I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 listeners and 1, 2, 3, 4 board members.
I don't find a word.
Yes.
The motion before us is what?
Insurance motion.
Regarding, I thought that there was a prior motion.
There was.
Right. That motion has already been voted on in the past.
The motion before us is instructing our PMB delegate to introduce motion to postpone PMB decisions on any issue, and obviously not violating confidentiality.
Well, you should put that word in there, okay?
It should be in if you want to have it.
Because I would have to violate confidentiality to talk about the loan to this, to the listeners, right, and to the LSD.
Okay,
isn't that right, Jeff?
We should recognize that.
Okay, why something from issue or clarity or...
Yeah.
Can we just listen to the people who are here and the board?
That's why we're at. That's what we're at.
Let me finish, please. Wait and let them speak their mind. We could wait.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, then
we could, but what I want to do before we can do anything is we have to at least extend time so that we can continue.
I have a motion. I want to extend time then.
How long?
Let me see how many people do
we have. How many people we have on the
panel? My motion is if the listeners are willing to be brief, then let them all speak so they could speak. They
I need a minute. I need a time.
Can we do it in 20?
I want
to present a motion to spend time for 20 minutes so that the people who came, the listeners, could speak.
There's a motion on the floor. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 6 listeners and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 board members. We have a total of 11 people. There's a motion on the floor to extend for 20 minutes. Is there a second? Any objection to that?
Seeing none, but point of order, Mr. Chair, if I may.
Yes.
We have on the agenda a motion to reconsider. Under Robert's rules, the motion to reconsider takes precedence over everything else. I think that we should not permit other motions to be heard before that motion is heard, and any other motions that any other person wants to bring should be heard after the motion to reconsider is heard.
Explain to the public what the reconsider motion is.
Last LSD meeting, I introduced a motion to just say no to the loan. We've heard alternatives, we've had several alternatives and consultations. My motion was just say no. Per the LSD votes no. It tied, and so there's going to be brought forward by a member a motion to reconsider that motion of just say no to the loan. No conditions, no ifs, ands, or buts, no wiggly room. The LSB is opposed to it. No, and that motion, according to Robert's Rules of Order, takes precedence over all other motions. We just let it be put on the agenda, but I'm not willing to have that motion be put back forward by the presentation of other motions on other topics with respect and apologies to people bringing those motions.
Point of order.
I respect the effort to use parliamentary procedure, but I do believe that this might be a misapplication of the concept of precedent. So I respectfully request the chair recognize Terry Goodman to make use of today.
A motion to reconsider has this preference because it is only in order at the meeting where the question was decided.
Or the subsequent.
You'll have to point me to that. I believe this is a motion to amend or rescind something previously adopted.
It wasn't adopted.
Amend or rescind. Hold up. You want to address that?
It's a reintroduction. A reintroduction is just like an emotion.
There's a motion. Somebody second, and the public, the listeners, haven't spoken yet. So can we deal with that and then come back to all the motions? Right. And in this request, I also ask that as board members, we wait to first hear from the listeners so we don't kill those 20 minutes.
If there's no objections, we can go with that.
I have objections.
Objections?
Okay. We need to, there's certain important business we need to do, and that is to accept the CD evaluation survey. We need to do that in this meeting so that we can do the PD evaluation, which is one of our jobs in the bylaw.
Mm-hmm.
The LSC has to do an annual PD evaluation. We need to get that done. I'm perfectly happy to listen to the listeners after that's done. But we've got to do some LSC business in this meeting. So I would suggest that we postpone all pending motions and we go directly to the PD evaluation so that we can get that done in this meeting.
Well,
we need to do that. And then after that, we can hear more
comments.
That's a substitute motion.
Well, there, a motion is on the floor already.
That's a substitute motion.
The motion is on the floor.
I call the question.
On the substitute motion. Okay, the question has been called on the substitute motion.
No.
Now, the first thing we have to do is we take a vote to end the debate. All those in favor of ending the debate now, show your hands.
On the substitute
motion.
And what is the substitute?
The substitute motion is voted.
To postpone all pending motions and go directly to the personnel committee report, which includes showing the LSC the survey that we're going to be using for the PD evaluation, okay, which needs to be done. This started this month.
Okay, so that motion is on the floor, the substitute motion. All those in favor of ending debate? All those in favor of ending debate now? On the second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All those opposed? Abstention?
I just voted yes.
Okay. One abstention.
No, two
abstentions. Okay, the motion passes.
I am voting no.
Oh, I'm sorry, no. One no, two abstentions. Okay, the motion passes to end debate. Now we vote the question. All those in favor of the substitute motion over the other question? Of the substitute motion.
What is
the other
one?
No,
we just read it.
He just stated it. All those in favor of a substitute motion to go straight to
the point of information as chair of the personnel committee?
I'm sorry?
As chair of the personnel committee,
please.
There are no motions pending from the personnel committee. We are prepared to hand out the survey form at any time the membership here.
Okay. The debate is closed.
Please vote.
Yes, we have to vote. The debate is closed. All those in favor of the substitute motion, please show your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All those opposed to the substitute motion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
9.
It requires 2/3.
9.
Let me count.
He got it.
Okay. So that's tied. Requires 2/3.
It failed.
It still
wouldn't get 2/3. Yes, please.
I believe the chair of the personnel committee just told us that all of it has to happen if people
are ready. The comment's out of order. We've just dealt with the issue. Can we get back to the motion at hand and the motion regarding hearing from listeners, please?
No,
it's done. Okay. So now the motion at hand is this: your motion.
Yeah, Brookings'
motion, and that is to allow us to continue to speak. And we have to extend time, timekeeper.
Yes.
And she asked 20 minutes, and we approved it. Recap. Gentlemen.
Larry.
Oh. Sorry, I don't know your name.
My name is Larry Taylor. I plan to give you my name as soon as I stood up. I've done that.
My blue focus is going to hear you and hit record you as well.
Can you move the little person?